Good morning and welcome to Life Moments, a podcast designed to inform, to inspire, and to motivate. I'm your host, Terry Beckstrom, and it's Friday, November 9th, 2018. The podcast was reported in South Carolina this morning. I'm leaving shortly to go back to Raleigh. I came back to my hometown to spend some time with my dear mother, who turned 82 years old on Tuesday, an amazing lady indeed. So, to this podcast today, there was another shooting, another mass shooting that occurred this Wednesday. You know, how should I say that? Somebody help me out on this one. Should my voice be filled with rage, sorrow, disbelief, or a mixture of all three? You know, don't misunderstand me about this one. I've had the first two emotions before, especially the second one, sorrow. Disbelief, I can tell you, faded a long time ago. I'm familiar with the capabilities of humans and the fact that there is evil in this world. When you spend 30 years in law enforcement, I can tell you get a bit jaded to the notion that everyone is essentially a good person. Well, no, that's not actually the case. I can tell you without a doubt that we're becoming desensitized to active shooters in this country, if it hasn't occurred already. We're well on the way. Shooting events are much more commonplace than they were, and our stress coping mechanisms are actively charting a path for most of us to accept the shootings as the new norm. And I hope and pray that we ourselves or our friends are not in the wrong place at the wrong time. Now, I could quote you a lot of shocking statistics on active shootings, the rise of active shootings in this country, but actually, you know what? Maybe I will. Let me throw some numbers on you. Mass shootings are what the FBI classifies as the shootings or killings of three or more people in a public place. We are close to 300 for 2018, and in 2017, there were 346. You ready for this number? In the 20-year period between 1989 and 2009, there were a total of 41 mass shootings recorded in the U.S. Now, that's an average of two mass shootings per year during that time period. Yes, you heard me right, two. And how many do we have already? In 2018, we're just shy of 300. 346 for last year. And don't ever let anyone tell you that this is not a cause for alarm, because it is. Let me say this. Desensitization to these events is one of the most dangerous things that could possibly occur to us as a society when we allow these events to become commonplace. Columbine was kind of the igniter to school shootings in 1999, and it shocked every household in the U.S. I will say this, that this issue has been on my radar for some time. I requested and was allowed to conduct a security assessment on my son's private school in 2005, and I fought to make the school one of the safest in the state, a school that had no security prior. I had people at the school on my side and people on the board in my corner, and that was really before school security became in vogue in this country. There were a lot of people fighting it, and I'll never forget the board member who challenged me with this question: why do you want to do this? We've never had a problem here. And I remember I just looked at him and said, really, is that your argument? I've written a book on personal security, which you should definitely read. It's called Live Safe, A Practical Guide to Personal and Family Security. And I address mass shootings and situational awareness in there, among a lot of other things. But it's available on Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and pretty much every online outlet around the world. Now, there are a lot of talking heads and experts all over the TV who are giving their opinions on the shooting, as they always do. There are psychologists, medical doctors, military and law enforcement professionals all adding their opinions on the matter. I really never hear a solution. Never. I can't offer you a solution. I have my opinions on some contributing factors, and now that you ask, yes, I'll be glad to tell you some of them. How about a lack of discipline on the part of many parents today with their kids? How about kids growing up entitled? How about kids growing up not knowing right from wrong? How about a lack of respect for humanity on the part of so many? How about the media giving historical notoriety to these murderers? How about the correlation of shooter games, which glorify and give kids and adults points for killing? How about the sensationalization and the desensitization that occur when kids and adults play these games? How about movies and TVs that glorify killing? How about the breakdown of civility in this country from a political perspective and the extraordinarily divisive media? How about a totally self-serving and ineffective Congress that appears more concerned about keeping their seats than working for a solution? How about a failing judicial system that becomes a revolving door for criminals? How about a drug epidemic in this country that appears out of control? How about a rampant opioid addiction problem that claimed 70,000 lives last year? Should we do everything possible to stop the flow of drugs in this country, to run the deadly cartels out, to get the people off drugs, to help them, and lock up the ones selling the poison? Absolutely. How about states that legalize drugs and are contributing to the drug addiction and gateway usage of more serious drugs? How about a country that glorifies alcohol use in spite of constant problems with teen abuse, devastated lives, broken homes, and DUI deaths? How about rampant PTSD from an overwarred military? How about the people who are claiming PTSD from stumping their foot on a Humvee tire and using it as an excuse for bad behavior? Not all, don't get me wrong, but there are some. How about a society that is ill-equipped to deal effectively with mental illness? How about the closure of most mental hospitals in this country? Where are these people now, you may ask that? Well, they're walking the streets of pretty much every city in the U.S. Some cities have a whole lot of them. Don't believe me? Walk down the streets of any major city in the U.S. Why are there so many homeless people in the U.S. who have mental illnesses, and yet we want to take care of everyone else from every other country? Fix our problems first. How about guns? Should there be stricter laws that check the mental wellness of somebody before they buy a gun? Absolutely. Should we be able to defend ourselves against attack? Absolutely. Should the police be given more authority to investigate people who are at risk or a risk to society? Yes. Should mental health practitioners be required to notify police if they think that somebody is a risk to the public? Yes. Should we as citizens of this country have more situational awareness and pay attention to our surroundings and notify police if we see something? Absolutely. Should public venues, schools, churches, theaters, concert venues, sporting events harden their targets and have armed trained people in a position to stop the attack? Yes. Harden the target. Be prepared for any potential threat event. That's what we have to deal with. Is there a way to stop all of this? No. Will there be more mass shootings, shooting events? Yes, unfortunately. What can you do? Well, let me tell you, you can be vigilant. Be vigilant with what's going on around you. Be vigilant in knowing who is around you. Know what they're doing. Where are their hands? Is something out of place? Do you have that strange feeling? Act on it. Be vigilant in notifying police when you believe someone could be a threat. Teach your school-age kids to be aware of the students. Watch their social media, their classmates, for messages, signs, behaviors that cause them concern. Tell them to let you know, and you call the cops. Let the law enforcement officers know. Let the administration know, but let law enforcement know as well. Teach them what to look for. Work with your local schools to make them safer. If you hear something or see something that causes you concern, notify law enforcement without delay. If you're in a place where, God forbid, something happens, don't panic. Get to a position of safety, hard cover, concrete or steel preferably, and get low, get out of the threat zone. Don't panic or curl up in a fetal position. Gain your composure, get low, don't scream and call attention to yourself. Get to a position of hard cover and get out to safety. Survival is the objective. Educate yourself on what to do in a crisis event. You need to be prepared, not scared, prepared. Not panicked, not paranoid, prepared. Educate yourself, and if you're ever in an event, act swiftly and boldly. Don't become complacent. Don't allow yourself to become desensitized. Get involved. Get involved in your child's school. Volunteer to help. Help the schools. Help law enforcement. Help social services. Be part of the solution. Get with your representatives and ask them what you can do to help, and ask them what they're doing. Stand up for what's right. Stand up for decency, for the law. Support police and first responders. Respect law enforcement and teach your kids to do the same. Bring back civility, manners, and respect in this country. Get your kids involved in positive activities, scouts, school groups, church youth groups. Could this entire country benefit from a turnaround where we went back to God, where we turned back to God instead of turning our backs on God? There's your solution, my friends. Get your kids involved with church youth groups. Get your family involved in church again. I'm going to stop there. I do get passionate about this for a good reason, and so should you. There is something we can do. I'm glad you joined us today. I hope that you join us every week. Tell your friends to subscribe. Spread the word about Life Moments. Be safe out there. Be prepared. Have a great week. Until next week.